No weapon can harm me. No weapon can harm me. Lift up your hands as high as you can and sing it out. I won't fear. If you believe what you're saying today, church, lift up your voice and say hallelujah. It's your promise to us, Jesus. Oh,
He's my comfort,
and He always,
always holds me close.
Lift up your voice and say, He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
Joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul.
Restores my soul.
'Cause your goodness and your mercy.
Mercy and goodness.
It gives me assurance. Come on and sing. That I'll see His glory, yes I will.
That I'll see His glory,
face to face,
face to face.
Oh, bless the Lord,
O my soul and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Welcome to another Bible study. Indeed, God has been good. And He is the silent listener in every conversation. Amen. And we are in awe of His presence. And He goes with His words. Amen. Better believe that. And He called us to be a part of a community. He did not call us to live this Christian life all by ourselves. If you remember Thomas, one of the 12, when Jesus was risen, he failed to believe that his master was risen. And that's where he got the name Doubtful Thomas. You know, and Jesus would have visited him personally and said, put your hand in the wound in my hands. You know, and Thomas did that. He had the audacity, even after seeing Jesus face to face after the resurrection. He had the audacity to put his hands right there and touch. You know, so many of us believers is as if we won't accept unless we see some confirmation or something happening to ignite our faith. It's as if our faith remains dormant until we can actually see something in the physical. You know, we need confirmation. I don't know where we get that from. But as you look through scriptures, still, you know, when you study Judges and we look at Gideon, Gideon would want some sort of confirmation, even in the fleece. He wanted to wet this time and he wanted to dry the other time. You know, he did not even know what he wanted. He just said, make it wet. Then he said, make it dry. You know, and God would have given him Gideon the word directly. And he never believed until an angel came and told him. And when he get other confirmation. Amen. But as we lean on each other and, you know, strengthen each other. The word of God would tell us that iron sharpeneth iron. Let us just do it humbly because our God, you know, is the one that is in charge. Amen. So with that, I want to greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus, our soon coming King. As we're going to look at 1 Corinthians, we're continuing with 1 Corinthians chapter 3 this evening. We're up. How should I say we are down? Or whatever way you put it. We're at verse 5 to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 9. We're going to see if we can cover a bit of it. And this is Bible study. We are not rushing it because we want to get every solid food from it as possible, so we can be strengthened. We can develop spiritual muscles. That word came up last week. Spiritual muscles. We want to develop that spiritual muscles that we can ward off every attack of the enemy as it comes. Amen. Let us pray before we begin. Lord, we want to thank you and we want to praise you. We want to glorify you. We want to exalt you. We want to give our all to you. We recognize, mighty God, that we are nothing without you. And we recognize that we need you. We cannot do life without you. We cannot live the Christian life without you. We must have you with us, mighty God. And so here we are, humbly sitting in your presence, wanting a word from you, Lord God, because we know that when we get a word from you, circumstances and situation will change. Hallelujah. When your word come forth, mighty God, we can never be the same again. When your word touches our heart, we have to be transformed. So we pray even now, Spirit of the living God, that you will fall afresh upon this platform. You will catch us a fire, mighty God. The fire of the Holy Ghost will come upon us. Cause our soils to be fertile so that as your word would go forth, mighty God, it will fall on fertile soil, and we, mighty God, will be strengthened by it. We pray your covering over this platform even now, mighty God. I pray that every mindset will be on you, Lord God. Every burden will be lifted in the name of Jesus.
Name of
I pray,
Jesus.
mighty God, that there will be a focus upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that as your word would go forth, yes, mighty God, that it will meet us where we are. Everyone here tonight will get a part of your word, mighty God, to fit in our life as it is now, Lord God, so that we will have ease.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And so,
Yes.
Lord God, I pray, mighty God, you'll communicate with your people. Let the words of my mouth, the
Mighty.
meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. You are my God, my strength, and my redeemer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Isn't
Amen.
he wonderful, people of God?
Amen. Praise
Yes,
God.
he is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. And so tonight,
Yes, he is.
we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We are at verse 5 to 9. Do we have a reader for that portion? Is a short portion 5 to 9? Actually, we're doing the entire 1 Corinthians chapter 3, but we're doing it bit by bit so we can swallow. We don't want any indigestion, right? We want to digest it properly. Amen. So do we have a reader for 1 Corinthians 3, 5 to 9?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. For those of you who don't know, my name is Mike. Mike Joyce, Mike J. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. And this is taken from the New King James Version, so it may sound a little different from the King James. That's
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Brother Mike.
Yes.
All right. So Paul is emphasizing that he and Brother Apollos are merely servants. They are ministers. Amen. Their work, their role is to facilitate spiritual growth. But the ultimate growth is the work of God. And this would encourage us, amen, to be humble. This would cause to know that spiritual growth, the spiritual process, is God's doing. Amen. So Paul would use a metaphor of planting and watering to describe their work as mere men. Right, but clarify that it is God who causes the growth. Human efforts are important, but they are secondary to God's divine power. Amen. So there is unity in purpose that we see happening right there. We see both Paul and Apollos. They're working together to the same goal. Amen. Building God's church. Their efforts are unified in purpose. Even if their role differ, one planting, one watering, even if it differs, is the same. They're working towards a common purpose right there. So Paul would highlight the different that different ministers have different roles, but serve the same purpose. Amen. So, though they have different roles, they serve the same purpose. And this would reflect a doctrine of unity in the church, in the diversity of spiritual gifts. We see that too in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul would highlight the different spiritual gifts and how you have the some are called to be apostles, some are called to be different gifts, the ministers, all of that. But he said all of them come together and form one. All of them come together, they are one. They're working towards a common goal. So not because that one doing that or that one is the greeter, that one is the elder, that one is the pastor or whatever, but everybody come together for one common goal. Amen. And Paul would mention that each worker will be rewarded for their efforts. He highlighted the importance of faithfulness and diligence in ministry or spiritual work. He would mention reward. And it would point to the eschatological perspective. That's eschatological is the doctrine of end times, that you would see mentioned in like Revelation and other books that John wrote and other books that Paul would write to mention eschatological order of things, the doctrine of end times. Amen. So, believers are accountable for their service and their faithful labor will be rewarded by God. So, don't bother believe that our labor will be in vain unto the Lord. We have a reward that awaits us. And we have to line up ourselves for that reward. Amen. We have to line up ourselves to receive that reward and stuff. And as we always mention on this group, that we are not saved by good works, by the good work that we have done. Our salvation is a gift of God. But when we are saved to do good work. So don't believe that because you are now saved, you can do any old thing because you are not saved by your good work. You know, when you come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, good work must show from your life. You must bear fruit of good works. Amen. Yes, so we'll see that it's lined up to the teaching of eternal reward, as according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, which reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether good or bad, will be rewarded." Now, Paul would also mention that we are God's field and God's building. You know, we believers are likened to a field or building, something that God is cultivating or constructing. The emphasis is on community aspect and God's active role in shaping his followers. That's us, shaping us. You know, so when you think of a field or when you think of a building, you know, it starts from somewhere and it expands, it grows. You know, so you'd imagine that Paul would refer to us as God's field and God's building is like we ought to grow. We're not supposed to be stagnant. You know, there must be a growth in us. So so it would give the understanding of the church of God, the ecclesia, the called out, we, the people of God. You know, we ought to grow in the nurture and in his admonition, right? We are not called to just saving station, that we get saved and we just stay exactly where we got saved. We are to progress in Christendom. We are to progress. That's why you see the mentioning of you being a field. We are God's field. We are God's building. Amen. Yes, that's why you'll see Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22 would say, "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstones, in whom all the building fitly joined together groweth unto the holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." So this underscores God's active role in the ongoing sanctification and growth of believers. Ongoing, it's an ongoing work that is going on. I gave you some questions that we want to share on, you know, and I know you're eager. I know you're eager to give your views on it, right? I placed it in the chat earlier on today. And one of the questions I would ask for us to discuss is, how do you see the metaphor of planting and watering in your own life or ministry? Again, how do you see the metaphor of planting and watering in your own life or ministry? We want to have a go at that. All right. Since no one wants to take that on, but I have something here. In my own life and ministry, The metaphor can be reflected in the way I cultivate understanding and connection. For example, planting might symbolize introducing new concepts, encouraging curiosity, or sowing seed of hope and encouragement. Watering represent ongoing support, prayer, guidance, and simply being present with others as they grow. And this what we're doing now on this platform or any other platform you might be on or maybe on or whatever, is you're facilitating growth. There's a word, the word is in you. And in order to keep that word current, we have to continue to water the word with prayer, water it with fasting, watering it with more word, watering it by gathering around believers, forsaking not the assembly of yourself with each other. But whenever the church door open, whenever the bell, we used to have bell in our time, whenever the bell ring, be present in the church. There's a word for you. You know, stick around believers. That doesn't exclude you from going where the unsaved is, because that's how you're going to reach the unsaved, by going where, by reaching out to them. But when always have, as Sister Camille and I will be discussing before the meeting, have like a prayer team, you know, where one you'd pray one for the other, you know, to gain strength as we battle, as we go, as we are in this battle, right? Yes, so ultimately, it reminds me that I cannot force growth. You know, planting and watering, I cannot force growth, but I can create a supportive environment where growth is possible. You know, we as believers, we cannot force growth on ourselves or on no one. But we can facilitate that environment by keeping on, keeping in the word, by prayer, by living the Christian life. You know, living out the Christian life as each day go by. Sister Camille, go ahead.
Yes, the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sis.
In answering your question, how do I see the metaphor of planting and watering in my own life and my or ministry? I think about myself. I feel like this metaphor, lines up directly with even my job. You know, I'm an educator, and so I have children coming to me not knowing certain concepts, and teaching them would be like a seed that is being planted, providing that support for them whenever they don't understand would be like the watering. But at the end of the day, the result that I get, the result that comes would be because of how they internalize what I have taught and how they demonstrate straight it in a state exam. I think of, the times that we're living in and the restrictions that are on us sharing our religious beliefs, even in the classroom. And, it would have been something that weighed heavily on me, because as a child of God, I'm always excited to talk about the Lord, plant a seed. And so in praying, I have found a way to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in my classroom without forcing it on anybody. Child, telling them about me and how God has worked in my life. And I feel like that is a seed planted, because guess what? It births curiosity in them, and they want to know more about Jesus. And so they start asking questions about Jesus. And then when I answer those questions, that would be the watering. But that increase when it reaches the point where they would get so curious that it drives them to go into reading the Bible. That is the Holy Spirit now
Amen.
increase. The Holy Spirit is talking to them, because now they know of him. They know how he operates based on what I would have shared in my life. And so they would go on reading the word. And so the seed is planted, The support is there that I give, but then the Holy Spirit takes it from there now and lead them to a place of conviction. I'm not saying it happens yet, but I believe that it will, because the seed is planted and the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. So that is one way in which in my life where I see that metaphor, coming to life.
Bless the Lord, Sister Camille. Yes, so planting and watering is important in our Christian journey, and how we would witness, be a witness, as faith defenders, because we're called, this group is called Faith Defenders, right? We are defending our faith. And you can't, it is not it's not like you can see an unsaved. You see an unsaved and you go witness to that unsaved one time. And then you just leave that unsaved by themselves, just like that. It calls for following up. You follow up, you follow through. You would continue, you would send them maybe a text, you would try to call them up, encourage them along. You would try to see what is happening in their life, the challenges that they are facing, so you can impact their life. It's not like you just go see the unsaved, say, do you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? And the person say, yes. And you just say, okay, pray the sinner's prayer. And then you just leave them to swim by themselves. It takes a following up. It takes a process of following up. As you give the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you give the word, the seed that is planted on the inside of them, where Christ now reigns and lives, will cause that word to mature, to come to fruition in them, will cause that measure of growth in them. And it's amazing what is happening there in the background. There's a lot of work. There's a lot that is happening that you and I will not understand. Just like how you'd have a physical seed and you would take that corn or that pea or whatever you're planting and you go outside and put it in the dirt and you cover it there. Sometimes you don't even remember the spot where you actually plant that seed. But as the rain would continue to water it, or you seize initiative to water that spot, soon you'll see it start to spring up. You didn't go underneath that soil, that dark area, to cause that seed to start to grow up into a plant. You didn't do it, but God did it, and it's just the same way it's working in your life and in my life. There's a seed that is planted, and it's going to come to maturity because, just like when you're praying for something. You may be praying in silence, in secret. No one knows your prayer, but the result of your prayer, they will see. They will see the house that you have prayed for, the car that you have prayed for. They will see it now come. Amen. Brother Mike, go ahead.
Yes, the number of things that's coming to mind. I'm trying to see which one I should comment on. One of the things that my wife Eva and I do a lot is planting. Really, if you were to drive by my house, one of the things you're going to see is a lot of plants. But what you wouldn't see because it's in the back, there are a lot of vegetables. Well, maybe not a lot, but quite a few vegetables that we plant in the back. And in the natural, planting takes time. You put the seed in the ground and you don't see it, and it looks like nothing is happening. And it goes through a process where, it's if you just leave it there and you do nothing, and you don't care for it, you don't water it, chances are it would not come up unless the rain falls. Right? Now, when it, as you take care of it, as you water it, After a while, it what was not seen before, it springs up and it goes through a period of time. You said earlier on, you can't force it. But after a period of time, it gets the nutrients, it gets the water, gets the sunlight, and so forth and so on. And then it springs up and it begins to bear fruit. Now, I do a lot of the putting in the soil, but my wife is the one who is constantly doing the watering. And
Amen.
when it comes up, she'd say to, I'd say, "Oh man, look at my plant. Look at my plant." And she'd say, "Your plant? Did you water it?" So it's what I'm seeing, even in the natural, that she and I are laborers together. And out of us working together, we see the fruits of our labor. Now, I could not do it by myself, and she couldn't do it by herself. But as we work together, we can see the fruit of that labor. One of the other things I'm going to do, I'll try to make this one short. I teach a membership class at church, and one of the things I started doing recently was I bring some seeds in, and I have these seeds in Ziploc bags, and I pass it out, and I ask the students in the class, the prospective members, "What do you see?" And they look, they observe, and well, I started asking them to write it down, because usually when they tend to imitate the first answer that they hear. So, and I'm reading their answers. One says a seed, one says a grape seed, and so forth and so on. And then I asked them, "How does that seed represent you?" And I get a variety of answers. And then one person would say, "Oh, I see potential." Right? So the
Hallelujah.
seed is, in fact, potential. Oral Roberts said many years ago, anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in one seed. And we are called, I am called, we all are called to plant seeds, but we can't do it by ourselves. There are people who we would plant a seed in and we may never see them, but someone else would take up the watering. So when people come by our way, they may not just be it, we may not be the ones who originally planted the seed, but we are responsible for making sure that that person, that believer, that prospective believer is fed, is nurtured. And somewhere along the line, our role, my role, is to make sure that I do my part. There's more, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mike, for your input. Yes, indeed. Laborers together, both you and Sister Eva, one planting, one watering. And
But
whose
God
plant? And
giving
whose
the
plant is
increase.
it? But whose plant is it? Sister Eva says, is it your plant or my plant?
It's
And yet, if it's vegetable, what are you going to eat?
That's right. Matter of
Together,
fact,
yeah.
when I called you earlier on, I was eating some of what we had planted.
Yes,
Yeah,
oh
when I
man,
called you earlier
oh
on.
man. It's good to plant, but don't
Yes,
forget to water.
yes,
It's good to plant,
yes.
but don't forget to water. It's good to witness, but don't forget to go back to who you have witnessed to and follow through with them, watering it, watering the seed that has planted. I like the statement that you said from Oral Roberts. Anyone can count the seed in an apple, but only God can count the apples in one seed. Yes. Amen. Amen. We're going to
Mm.
move on to the next question. Anyone else want to comment on that first question? How do you see the metaphor of planting and watering in your own life or ministry? All right. So we'll move on to question two. In what way can you, or can we rather, remain humble, recognizing that God is the one who causes growth? Just to whet your appetite a bit on that question, I would say that I would acknowledge God's sovereignty, acknowledge Him as God. You know, remind myself that all the process and success comes from God's hand. I cannot do it on my own. So I must remain humble, recognizing that God is the one who causes growth. You know, and when you realize that you by yourself is nothing, it have to, God have to work in and through you in order for you to be something. You know, it fosters that humility by understanding that human efforts is limited without divine blessing. You know, we can work three, four, five jobs and still don't have any money. You know, and yet we can work one job and have all the monies that we need to supply to deal with our daily affairs. You know, so it's not, and then again, you can have all the resources that you need and still be a waster because you don't have no wisdom to use your resources. You have all the knowledge, but you don't have, you can have three, four, 5 degrees and still don't, still can't be effective in any jobs or whatever because you don't have the wisdom to apply the knowledge that you have acquired in all that studying that you have done. And, you know, there's no increase coming from it, you know, because you're in your own strength. You're working in your own strength. And one of the other things that we can do to remain humble is to practice gratitude. Cultivate a thankful heart for the opportunities, the talents, the circumstances God provide. You know, gratitude can help us shift the focus from off ourselves and put it on God. When we have gratitude, thanking God, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. I could not have waked up myself. God, thank you for journeying with me to work this morning. I could not have come through all this, those obstacles without you. Lord, thanking you for, thank you, Lord God, to help me to digest this food that I am eating. I could not digest it without you. You know, God, thank you. Thank you for covering me from the unseen things that I have been seeing because I'm so blinded looking on other stuff that I fail to see the obvious. Thank you, mighty God, for seeing me through. Practice some gratitude. You know, practice some gratitude. And one of the other things that we should do, we can do to show humility is to celebrate others' success. Not only your success, but when someone else is successful, celebrate with them. When they go, when they have a testimony, and we would have shared, I don't know where I get this analogy or this saying from the other day when we had some testimony. I said, testimony is a test that money can't buy. You're testing. Your money can't buy it because you're now going through some trying times. And the testimony would come at the end where God would come through for you. You know, so when you have a testimony, when others have a testimony, when others have been going up on the rough side of the mountain and finally find a solace, finally find a place where they can safely say, this is this now is an oasis, a fertile place in my desert, a fertile place in the dryness that I've been going through. And they have settled there in the palm of God's hand, celebrating the name of Jesus with them. Amen. Don't just say, boy, that should have been me, or that should have been my victory or my breakthrough. Celebrate with God's people. Amen. And seek God's guidance. Continue to pray for wisdom and direction. Acknowledge your dependence on God's guidance rather than your own understanding. Anyone want to share on that, Brother Mike?
Yes, in 1 Corinthians 4:7 it says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" Which is to say, we are all different. We have different likes and dislikes, different gifts, talents, and abilities. But God was the one who gave it to us. We did not come into the world with any of it. And, it says in another place, unto whom much is given, much is required. We did not choose our gift. God gave it to us. And so if we understand that it was God who gave us the abilities and the gifts that we have, that the understanding of that should really sober us into understanding that had it not been for the mercies and the love of God,
Oh God.
we would be nothing in His presence.
Oh God.
So that should cause us to be humble and not see, as it says in Romans chapter, I believe chapter 12, "For I say unto you, to everyone that's among you, not to think of himself more highly," not that we should think of ourselves low, but not more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly, and so forth and so on. I can go on, but that's the thought. Understanding that everything we have, we received it.
Amen. Amen, Brother Mike. Yes, so that should keep us humble. And
Sure.
one of the things that should really get a grip of us or get us to understand is that one little blow can blow away everything and you don't have nothing anymore. So it keep us humble.
Absolutely.
Yes, one little blow. In our Bible study Thursday night, Sister Elder Edwards would have mentioned that we need our house should be in order. That means the zinc and all the painting and all the flooring and the mechanism of the house, that's our Christian walk, should be in order. And sometimes some of the things that causes us not to realize, not to prove that it's not in order, is when trouble come our way and we realize that the house is now crumbling because we did not take time to do our diligence to do the maintenance on it. We didn't take time to fix the little leaking. We make sin festers in our lives and now take over the entire thing. We don't bother to patch the wall and cause it to get weakened because we fail to fast, we fail to pray, we fail to read the word, we fail to apply the word to our life. And now our house is becoming weak, and when a hurricane or a storm or even the common rain would fall, our house will now become a disaster zone because we didn't do much maintenance on it. We didn't, we fail. we fail to do it. So in all our humbling and our growing, remember that everything and anything you have are in your possession. It is from God, and it is God that keeps it as well. So remain humble, because you can have today and tomorrow you have nothing. So remain humble in all of it. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Anything to share, else to share on that question? If not, we're going to move on to our third question, and then we're going to move on to Corinthians 3, 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 17. The third question is, how can we work together in unity for God's purpose? No one? How can we work together in unity for God's purpose? This is one of the ways we're working together in unity for God's purpose, Coming together on a platform like this, we can pray together, seek God guidance and wisdom collectively through prayer, right? We can pray together, pray for unity, pray for understanding, pray for fulfillment of his plans. We can communicate openly, maintaining honest and respectful communication, addressing conflicts with grace and seeking reconciliation. Amen. Brother Mike.
Oh boy, I do not like to speak this much, but I have to just drop this 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I know you probably touched on it before, because I'm just getting on, or you will probably be touching on it going forward
Yes, we're
when it
going
talks
entire
about,
Corinthians. We're going to do the entire Corinthians, God's
Oh,
will.
okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just when it talks about the body, I'm just gonna drop that in, because you'll get to it in the future. We are all members of one body, and I have to tell you that there are parts of the body that seem, the scripture says, seem to be the more dishonorable. All right, I think of some parts of the body that we hide. But I have to tell you, if we can't go to the bathroom, we are in trouble. If we are not able to go to the bathroom and have a decent bowel movement, we
Amen.
out, we are knocked out. Little things, little parts of the body that seem that it's not important, the scripture says, upon those we should bestow more abundant glory. And if when we go when you go through the chapter, when you get to it, it says the eye cannot say, and the ear cannot say, and this one can't say, which is to say that each member of the body has a say. Both,
Amen.
but let me stop there. Let me not say more on that. It's too much there.
Yes, it's a whole lot.
Yeah,
It's a
yeah,
whole lot coming up. And
yeah,
that Brother
yeah.
Mike, Sister Lynette would say that we work together for God's purpose by
Yeah.
focusing on Jesus Christ as the one true foundation, uniting in our common mission and understanding that each person has a role to play in building God's church. Amen. Amen. Each person, we all have a role to play in building up Christendom. We all have a role to play. The person that cleans up the church is not more important than the person who plays the music. It's not more important than the person who greets at the door. We all come together. And if you and I don't go out and invite people to come to church, then maybe Bishop would would be preaching to an empty church Sunday. So we all have our job cut out to do. Amen. So we work together in unity for God's purpose. Glory to God. And we're going to move on to 1 Corinthians. Anyone has anything to share on that working together before we move on to 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 17?
Just quickly adding, you know, when you asked this question about working together, it brings me back to the question that you had asked before, humility, you know, not seeing yourself above anyone, which is understanding that I may be the pastor for the church, but it doesn't mean that I can't get them up and wipe. You understand? It doesn't mean that there is, because I'm in a certain position per se, I can't do what, you know, other members do as well. And that would be humility coming out, not considering myself to be better than anybody else. And so as a result of that, I can clean the bathroom. There is no job that is considered higher than the other. It's just that we all come together. We all have a part to play, and all of us just do it unto the glory of God. And so if we are humble enough to know that even though I may do this towards the service, I am no, the humility comes out. I am doing my job, yes, but it doesn't make me better than anybody else. It doesn't, I shouldn't be considering myself to be higher than any other person, you know. And when we get to that place and everybody knows that we have a job to do, we have a part to play in the body of Christ, and once we do it, then we do it unto God, and then, you know, we'll be able to accomplish what we set out to accomplish together in unison.
Amen. Amen, sis. Yes. Yes. Work together. Work together. Work together. Amen. That's what we are called to do as Christians. We are not called to live this life, this Christianity life, segregated or separated, just hide away when we, you know, and it's one of the common things that I see happening in Christendom too. When everything is all right with the believer, you will see them. You will see them shining. You will see them glowing. You will see them smiling all the time. But as soon as a little storm come in their life, you don't see them again. They stop coming to church. They stop socializing. They stop coming. You know, they stop calling you. They stop that. As if they want to, they want to challenge their battles by themselves. You know, it's not like they, you know, it's, that's the time that you know who your true armor bearers are, your true friends are in Christ. You know, when you can call them up, you're going through a particular situation and say, pray with me, pray for me. You know, let's fast together. I'm having this challenge. Let's fast together. You see the what the Bible says, one shall chase 1,000. And two shall put 10,000 to flight. You know, so when you stand back to back as soldiers, you know, there's much defeat can take place. You know, we can defeat the enemy by doing that when we come together. When we come together and we beseech the throne of grace, we call down heaven and we pray together. A lot can happen. So when trouble comes, it's not time, is that's not the time for you to hide away or whatever. That's the time that you need this community. That's the time when you need each other. You know, united, we stand. Divided, we will fall. You know, so we need much strength when the troubled times come. So we are called to unity. So as we had mentioned in 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, that Paul would have gotten a know-how from someone in that area that there were segregation, there was separation going on in the church. Some say that they are of Apollos, some say they are of Paul, some say they are of Cephas, some say they are of Christ. And Paul would ask the question, is Christ divided? It's a time for unity. The body of Christ is a united body. It's not a divided body. The body of Christ is a united body. It's not a divided body. As we live this Christian life, know for sure that no man is an island and no man stands alone. Sometimes the very challenges that you are going through, another brother or another sister had gone through that challenge already and would have been able to encourage you now. Say, sister, brother, I faced that challenge some time ago, and this is what I did. And you can draw strength from that and realizing that there is no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will never suffer you and I to be tested above which he are able, and he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape so that you and I may be able to bear it. So as we go through it, mark God's word. His word cannot fail. He has called us for a time like this, and he knows what we are going through. But there's a process that we have to follow. Amen. There's a process of blessing that we have to follow. And we, in our little finite mind, sometimes cannot fathom the infinity of what we are going through, because it's bigger than what you and I think. We need God more than ever to go through with us. We need him to respond to our every need. We need him to see us in whatever we are going through. We need to be visible. Amen. And the way we can stay visible is to stay in God's word, so that you know when you call on him, you understand who you're calling to, and you understand the position from which you're calling to him. Because you're now adopted into him. You're now sonship, and you're now, even though you're here on earth, but you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And when you know whose you are and who you are, it gives you a different approach of how to approach the throne of Almighty God. So don't think that your status of being a Christian is any normal status that you and you'd realize that the churches that Paul would write to are Christians. He would write to Christians, amen, believers. You'd write to believers, and you'd encourage believers. Amen. So we are here. We are encouraging believers, because we know that even if you're here tonight and you're on this platform and you're unsaved, it is our prayer that you will accept him as Lord and Savior. Amen. You will accept him tonight as the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you can hope or ever imagine or think of. You will accept him tonight, knowing that the power that raised Christ from the dead is now coming to live in you, and you will do exploits in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, it's already 1 minute to nine. I'm just going to give room to the platform to share. To share if you have anything to share at this time before we close off in prayer. I think Sister Camille will be closing off for us tonight. If you have any prayer requests, you can also mention it so that when we're closing off, we can place your petition to Christ. And at the same time, I want to welcome every first-time worshiper here tonight. We give God thanks for you. We give God thanks for your obedience. We give God thanks for his spirit that draws you here tonight. And we pray that you will continue to come and to be a blessing in the body of Christ. I want to personally welcome my brother Mike and sister Eva in the background. I welcome you in the name of Jesus. And
Thank
for
you.
all who I'm looking to see if I see any. I welcome again Sister Tanya. Sister Tanya, welcome in the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus.
It was a blessing. Sorry, so quiet tonight. It's my son's birthday and we're out of town, so he's just getting back to the hotel. So I was listening and I was blessed. So thank you so much. I just keep my on my prayer request will be to keep my husband in prayer. He is not saved, and I want him to join us, you know. I want him to join the kingdom. So if you can just add him to the prayer request. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, Sister Tanya. Amen. And remember, Sister Lynette, she just fell. She just fell and hit her head. Oh God. Remember her in prayer as we pray, Sister Camille. And also, we'd have seen Sister Tanya's son as well. Bless the Lord. Yes, and remember to be praying for the ministry and a whole, praying for the leadership, praying for the members, praying. We need to be watered, soaked up with prayer at such a time like this. It's a crucial point in the ministry. Wherever you see growth is taking place, the devil will show up his ugly head, but we come against it with the blood of the eternal covenant, and we plead the blood. Hallelujah. We plead the blood against all attacks on God's people even now. I want to invite you to come back out Thursday, the same platform. Next Thursday, every Thursday, the same platform, where we have beautiful worship service where you can grow in the Lord. Amen. And God will set up a platform like these so you can stay watered. These platforms are meant to water you in Christ so that you don't dry out and you don't dry out and your Christian life becomes so stagnant. These are meant to motivate you as we come together. So be praying it up so that God will continue to graciously use it to add on to his kingdom. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord.
Thank
Bless
you.
the Lord again, people of God. It's always an honor and a privilege to gather in this fashion to talk about the Word of God. The Word of God is food. And so, when we gather and we talk about it, we are fed. And so we bless the Lord for this opportunity. Thank you, Deacon, for sharing and for reminding us. Some key points I had jot down while you were sharing. You said there is purpose in unity. When it was written that Paul planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase, and so they worked in unison. And as believers, we are expected to work in unison to reap the harvest. Amen. And
Amen.
so the Lord, you also reminded us that. Well, we were reminded, I think it was Brother Mike that said that seeds can represent potential. I hadn't really thought about it like that, And so we are called as believers to plant seeds at every opportunity. Even if we're not the one that will water it, we are called to plant seed. You reminded us that growth cannot be forced. Hallelujah. And so growth
Hallelujah.
from God. We were reminded also to remain humble, acknowledging that everything that we are and that we have comes from Almighty God, and that by ourselves we're not able to do anything. And so we bless the Lord for this food, and we pray that as we leave, it will rest in our hearts, it will take residence there, and it will propel us, and usher us into transforming, living a transformative life. It's not just hearing the word and we know what the word says and we quote what the word says, but it's the word becoming flesh in our lives, manifesting,
Oh,
you know,
Jesus.
that others can see. And that's where growth will be manifested. And so we thank you. Hallelujah. And so we go into prayer at this time in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Righteous God and our Father, Lord, we come before you tonight one more time. We thank you for being God. We thank you, Lord God, that you never get tired of hearing from us. And so even when we have come before you several times before, you are still happy when we enter into the throne room of grace and lay our petitions before you.
Oh,
God, we thank
Jesus.
present a very present help in our times of trouble. And so tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your manservant whom you have fed and you have led to feed his flock. And so, Jesus Christ, as your word was presented, Lord, we pray that it will be deposited in our subconscious and it will stay there and it will be watered by the Holy Spirit of God. It will take root, it will grow, and it will bear fruit in our lives as believers in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that we will recognize the power, hallelujah, and the purpose that we have when we are united. We were reminded that when we are united, we will stand. Help us, God, as the body of Christ, to remain united, to support each other, to understand our role and to operate in our role to the best that we can, so that, Lord God Almighty, the body of Christ will be fully functional, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. I lift
Jesus.
up you tonight, Lord Jesus, your daughter, God Almighty, Minister Lynette. Jesus, I lift her before you right now. You know the situation. Lord God, you know she just fell. Lord, she hit her head. Mighty God, you know,
Jesus.
God Almighty, the depths of the situation. You know, God Almighty, how serious it is. And so, as I
Oh,
place her
God.
before you right now, God Almighty, I pray that you will stretch your hand right now and that you will rest it upon your daughter's body.
Yes, Lord.
Of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will eliminate through the power of the Holy Spirit
Yes,
every
Lord.
sin that she might be in her body as a result of that fall in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Oh, God,
I pray,
do it today.
mighty God, against any concussion, Lord God Almighty, that would
Oh,
have
God.
Want to gather any God Almighty thing, any cell that is out of the correct position or the correct place that may want to breed, oh God Almighty, that concussion, breed clotting of the blood, breed any complication. We
Jesus.
against it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, she may have hit her head, God Almighty, but I thank you that you were the cushion, oh God Almighty, who secured her, preventing any fracture of the skull in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray,
Jesus.
God Almighty, that as you stretch forth your hand, that anything
Hallelujah.
out of place, you will push it back, oh God Almighty, in the correct position in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Jesus.
Nazareth. I pray, mighty God, hallelujah, that you will allow the blood to flow through the correct vessels, mighty God, free flow in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Mighty God, the head, no head injury. Yes, she bumped her head, but I pray that you will anoint it with the oil of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, making her well tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, it's evident that she hit her head, and mighty God, she may have hit other places in her body that we don't know of. So I pray tonight, God Almighty, that you will do a comprehensive search on her body and bring her, God Almighty, to wellness tonight, in the name
Yes,
of
Lord.
we stand against
In the name of Jesus.
attack any in any form or shape. Oh God Almighty, that may want to come up against your woman servant as a result of this fall. In the name of Jesus Christ, we back it now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we strip her, mighty God, of any attachment, Lord God Almighty, that may want to come in sickness, that may want to come in ill health. In the name of Jesus, as a result of this fall, we come against any diagnosis, mighty God, as a result of this fall, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak wellness over Sister Lynette. Wellness, you are well. Your members are well. Your members are intact. You shall function in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We wrap you up in the blood of Jesus Christ. We
Yes,
wrap you
Lord.
up in the fire of Almighty God. And we declare wellness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah for Sister Tanya's husband, Lord Jesus Christ, who is in need of your touch. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that as you locate him, mighty God, that you will minister to his heart and lead him to a place of surrender. Surrender, mighty God, to the Lordship of Jesus. I pray for your coverage over him. I pray, Almighty God, right now that there will be a stirring inside his heart where it will become sensitive to the knock of the Holy Spirit, and he will answer the call of salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God Almighty, that he will enter into a relationship with you, Lord, one that is intimate, Lord God, where you can speak to him and he will hear and answer, where he knows that it's okay to speak to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Jesus.
Nazareth. I pray today, Lord God Almighty, that you will just touch him, mighty God. Let, oh God, as he may have been lingering in between decisions, in the valley of decision, but reach forth your hand tonight, God, and pull him out, oh God Almighty, of darkness into your marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover her son also under the blood of Jesus Christ, mighty God of Daniel. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know why I heard son instead of husband, but Lord, you know, and I pray, Lord God, that you will remedy that situation and bring about a shift according to your divine will in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I place before you Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry. I place the ministry
Hallelujah.
In the palm of your hand. You have called this ministry into existence. It belongs to you. You are the center of it, Lord. We recognize that without you, there is no ministry. It centers and it rotates about
Jesus.
It flows through you, mighty God. Its existence is based on you. It was founded, or it was built on you. You are the very
Hallelujah.
One. This ministry. And so, Lord, as we give it to you, Lord, we pray, Jesus Christ, that you will work a work through this ministry according to your divine will. I pray, Almighty God, that, Lord, for whatever reason you have called this ministry into existence, it will arise and start functioning
yes,
as such.
Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Almighty God, for the leadership of this ministry, Lord God, the ones that you have handpicked to say, I place you in this position, oh God, to stand, and I will, oh God, do a mighty work through you within this ministry. I pray for fresh anointing upon the leaders in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Insight and foresight. I pray for new inventions, new ideas, and witty inventions for this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God
yes,
Almighty,
Lord,
be a portal where the power of God becomes and manifests his power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Almighty God, that this ministry will be like an open door, oh God Almighty, where
Hallelujah.
That people to the divine, or your people to heavenly places, your people to the realms of the spirit where God and the Holy Spirit operate in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God Almighty, that as persons come on, they will be blessed, they will be fulfilled, but God, they will be challenged to become better versions of themselves in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
God Almighty, that you will inspire the head leader, oh God Almighty, the birth within his heart, a mission, mighty God, and a vision for this ministry in the name of Jesus. Reveal to him
Jesus.
that which your divine will is, Lord, that it may be spoken, it may be released, oh God Almighty, and be manifested in the name of Jesus. May this ministry be the breeding ground, Almighty God, oh, for miracles, for signs and wonders. Oh God, may this ministry, Almighty God, be the breeding ground for transformation. May this be the place where we come, Almighty God, we take the word, oh God Almighty, and allow you to bring the increase in our lives, where the word become flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We
Jesus.
surrender it back to you, Lord. We ask you to go before and lead. We ask you to direct, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Jesus.
Nazareth. I pray tonight for Sister Jackie, mighty God, who would have lost her grandmother. Jesus Christ, you know what it is like to mourn. Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh God.
You know the burden, mighty God, better than any of us do. You know what Sister Jackie is facing at this time, in this season, Lord God Almighty, when her grandmother is no more. But I pray, God Almighty, because your word says, blessed are they that mourn, because they shall be
Oh,
comforted.
Jesus.
Oh, comforting Jesus, will you visit Sister Jackie tonight? Will you release, oh God Almighty, your arms, and embrace her tonight, that she may feel, oh God Almighty, your very heartbeat on her chest, in the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Lord, I pray that you will just allow her to know that though it hurts, you are with her every step of the way. I pray, Almighty God of Daniel, that you will make provisions for her, provisions in the form of people that she can talk to when she's down and out of it, people who will
Oh,
live.
Jesus.
May you make provisions, Lord God Almighty, as it relates, oh God Almighty, to the burial of this individual, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bind this family together, oh God Almighty. Let them be close.
Hallelujah.
Shut out, mighty God, every avenue, every loophole that the enemy may want to meddle his way in, may want to slither his way in this family. We know, God Almighty, that during this time, oh God Almighty, they need to stick together, Lord Jesus Christ, to do what is necessary to be done to lay her grandmother to rest. So, Lord God Almighty, let communication be clear and effective.
Yes,
Let
Lord.
among them, Almighty God, peace in the way they respond to others, peace in their hearts and in their minds. May they not worry, but may they find comfort and peace in you, the God of your salvation. I pray today, Almighty God, for Brother Vinton. I notice that he's not on tonight, Lord, but I
Oh,
pray
God.
in the name of Jesus Christ that you will find him wherever he is, that you will cover him under your blood, that you will
Yes,
minister
Lord.
heart, that you will give him a song, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will just secure him in your arms, Almighty God, and
Yes,
continue
Lord.
feed him, oh God Almighty, as he continues to grow, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless every person on this platform, whatever their requests are, Lord, take them in charge and bring deliverance to your people, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Bring
Jesus.
into the life of your people, in the name, bring peace to your people, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be done tonight, to the honor and to the glory of Jesus. Help us to walk in your obedience tonight, Lord, as we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say, Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we shout the highest praise tonight as we dismiss? Can we shout, open your mic
Hallelujah.
and shout the highest praise to saturate this platform with an hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyhow, let's hear
Hallelujah.
your hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh
Hallelujah.
my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
has been good. Amen. And we just thank him for the breakthroughs that we're having even now. Thank him for Minister Lynette, that he cushioned her, sent his angel and Cush and Hur, what the enemy meant for evil, Lord, turn it around for good. Thank him for comforting Jack, Sister Jackie, in the name of Jesus. Thank him for Sister Tanya's son. And we thank him too for bringing in the harvest, because in this harvest, we know that sister, our sister husband is coming in. Amen. Yes. So as we go tonight, let's just greet each other in Jesus' name. Sister Tanya's husband, we call him forth out of darkness into the marvelous light of God, even now. Amen. Give God thanks.